जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकोदर श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर शिवासि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिगोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नम ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, chapter entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely, Shlok 37. Yudhishthira tat parisarpanam buddha pure cha rashtre cha grihe tatha atmani vibhavya lobha anrata jihma himsanadi adharma Chakram Gamanaya Paryadhat Yudhishthirastat Parisarpanam Buddha Purecha Rashtrecha Grihe Tathatmani Vibhavya Lobhan Ratajih Mahimsanadi Adharma Chakram Gamanaya Paryadhat Yudhishthirastat Parisarpanam Buddha Purecha Rashtrecha Grihe Tathatmani Vibhavya Lobhan Ratajih Mahimsanadi Adharma Chakram Gamanaya Paryadhat Yudhishthirastat Parisarpanam Buddha Purecha Rashtrecha Grihe Tathatmani Vibhavya Lobhan Ratajih Mahimsanadi Adharma Chakram Gamanaya Paryadhat Yudhishthira, Maharaj Yudhishthira, Tat, that, Parisarpanam, expansion, Buddha, thoroughly experienced, Pure, in the capital, Cha, as also, Rashtre, in the state, Cha, and Grihe, at home, Tatha, as also, Atmani, in person, Vibhavya, observing, Lobha, एवरेज, अनृत, अनट्रुथ, जिह्म, डिप्लोमेसी, हिंसनादि, वायलेंस, एनवी, अधर्म, इरिलीजन, चक्रम, अविषय सकल, गमनाय, फॉर डिपार्चर, पर्यधात, ड्रेस्ड हिमसेल्फ अकॉर्डिंगली. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhishthir was intelligent enough to understand the influence of the age of Kali, characterized by increasing avarice, falsehood, cheating and violence throughout the capital, state, home and among individuals. So, he wisely prepared himself to leave home and he dressed accordingly. Purport. The present age is influenced by the specific qualities of Kali. Since the days of the Battle of Kurukshetra about 5,000 years ago, the influence of the age of Kali began manifesting. And from authentic scriptures, it is learned that the age of Kali is still to run on for 4,27,000 years. The symptoms of the Kali Yuga, as mentioned above, namely avarice, falsehood, diplomacy, cheating, nepotism, violence, and all such things are already in vogue. And no one can imagine what is going to happen gradually with further increase of the influence of Kali till the day of annihilation. We have already come to know about that the influence of the age of Kali is meant for godless so-called civilized man. Those who are under the protection of the Lord have nothing to fear from this horrible age. Maharaj Yudhishthir was a great devotee of the Lord, and there was no necessity of his being afraid of the age of Kali, but he preferred to retire from active household life and prepare himself to go back home, back to Godhead. The Pandavas are eternal companions of the Lord, and therefore they are more interested in the company of the Lord than anything else. Besides that, being an ideal king, Maharaj Yudhishthir wanted to retire just to set an example for others. As soon as there is some young fellow to look after the household affairs, one should at once retire from family life. To uplift oneself to spiritual realization, one should not rot in the dark well of household life till one is dragged out by the will of Yamaraj. Modern politicians should take lessons from Maharaj Yudhishthir about voluntary retirement from active life and should make room for the younger generation. Also, retired old gentlemen should take lessons from him and leave home for spiritual realization before forcefully dragged away to meet death. Nehayat karma dharmaya no biragaya kalpate न तीर्थ पद सेवाय जीवन अपि मृतोपि सह. इफ वन्स कर्म डज नॉट लीड टू धर्म एंड धर्म डज नॉट लीड टू वैराग्य एंड दैट वैराग्य डज नॉट लीड टू भक्ति देन ऑल ऑफ वन्स एक्टिविटीज इज डिक्लेयर्ड यूजलेस इन द थर्ड कैंटो बाय इन द कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन लॉर्ड कपिला एंड मदर देवहूति. And so the purpose of the human form of life is to aspire to please Krishna, serve Krishna in the midst of prosperity and adversity. And therefore, even in the midst of the greatest adversity at the time of death, those who are able to aspire to serve Krishna are given entrance into the eternal service of the Lord. All engagements in this world are simply opportunities to practice how we continue to aspire to serve Krishna even in the midst of the greatest pain at the moment of death. And therefore, If one falters during periods of adversity in life and starts doubting about the need to serve the Lord, then he disqualifies himself when the greatest pain at the moment of death comes. And so he will not become eligible to enter into that eternal service. And therefore Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tomar sevaya dukha hoye yata se to parama sukha seva sukha dukha parama sampada nashaye avidya dukha. My dear Lord, the episodes of anxiety and trouble and distress which come in the course of serving you are the causes of greatest pleasure. And so, the purpose of the human form of life is not to just remain active in any kind of engagement, but to retain the attitude of gratitude and service to the Lord in all circumstances. And so, Lord Kapila explains that if one has to become eligible to enter into eternal service of the Lord, one has to focus on the eligibility for divine service. The eligibility for eternal service to the divine in the realm of divinity will very much depend on how we develop divine qualities in life. So therefore, a practicing sadhaka does not focus on the details of his engagement, but he focuses on how those different engagements help him develop the divine qualities. And therefore, when the focus is on developing divine qualities, then the details of the engagement are only superfluous. And that becomes an impetus for the person to flexibly, quickly change engagements, irrespective of however pleasurable those engagements may have been, even in the realm of devotional service, because he understands the real purpose and the remuneration is not the experience I am getting in this activity, but how this activity is helping me translate and transform my attitude. And therefore, when you know the underlying principle behind the engagement, then it becomes possible to be absorbed in that engagement and, when needed, give up the engagement at a moment's notice, as what Prabhupada calls in this purport as retirement. And therefore, there is no question of willing retirement unless one has the right impetus, one has the right context of why he is engaged in that activity. And so, in the process of developing those qualities, Lord Kapila explains, these are the qualities, divine qualities we must try to develop. Titikshava karunika suhurda sarvadehinam ajatashatra shanta sadhavau sadhubhushanam. So we will discuss five qualities which all of us need to develop in the course of our journey as a practicing devotee. And when we develop these qualities, then we can understand that we are on the right path, the right consciousness to be able to remember Krishna in all circumstances, even in the midst of the greatest pain. The first quality is gratitude. Gratitude is very important, and it is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam that kṛtajñā kono sevetā durārādhyam asādubhi tam sukhārādhyam rajubhir ananya sharanain ribhir. For one who develops gratitude, bhakti becomes very easy. The word kritagya means to remember what Krishna has done for us, what different devotees have done for us at different times in our life. And so Narad Muni, when he hears from the Bhaktivedantis, just after that, at the age of 5, he loses his mother. For a small 5-year-old boy, it is the biggest trauma to lose the only source of shelter. But because Srila Narad Muni has heard from the Bhaktivedantis that the source of all our prosperity and adversity, sarva karana karanam, is not some immediate cause, but Krishna. And therefore, he appreciates that this has been orchestrated by the Lord. Tada tadahamishasya bhaktanam sham abhipsatam anugraha manyamana pratishtham dishamuttaram. Narad Muni realizes that this adversity has been brought in my life by the grace of Krishna. Krishna wants to bring me closer to him. Bhaktanam sham abhipsatam. He is convinced Krishna is the ever eternal well-wisher of his devotees. And therefore this adversity is actually anugraha. It is a blessing. Pratishtham dishamuttaram. Thinking like this, he decides to travel in the northern direction with that sense of gratitude. When Nanda Maharaj meets Vasudevji, and at that time Vasudevji has already lost 6 sons. Krishna is born and he has to transfer him to Gokul, and Nanda Maharaj is bringing the taxes to pay to Kamsa just after performing the Nandotsava. And both Nanda Maharaj and Vasudevji meet. Vasudevji is doubtful whether Nanda Maharaj knows that boy is my son. And Nanda Maharaj has no clue. But when he meets him for the first time, the first question which Nanda Maharaj, asks, Vasudevji asks Nanda Maharaj, is not about how he has gone through so many difficulties. Because for someone who has gone through the trauma of losing 6 sons, when one is in great distress and when one's heart is overflowing with a sense of self-pity because of having gone through that distress, as soon as one sees a well-wisher, a dear friend, it is quite natural for the first emotions to pour out to be that of one's own trauma, stories of one's own challenges and difficulties. So one would expect Vasudevji to speak up to Nanda Maharaj about how Kamsa has ruthlessly traumatized him. That is what is the modern trend. But when Vasudevji meets Nanda Maharaj, the first words he speaks is not about sharing his own difficulty and trauma, but he looks upon the bliss which Nanda Maharaj must be going through. And he says, Dishtya bhrata pravayasa idanim prajasyate prajashaya nivrittasya prajatat samapadyata. And Vasudevji says, my dear brother, you have attained an advanced age and you must have given up the hope of getting any progeny. Very specifically in this verse, Vasudevji refers to Nanda Maharaj's child not as putra, not as putri, but he calls 3 times the word, uses the word praja. Praja can be either son or daughter. Because Vasudev knows
that Nanda Maharaj actually got daughter, but he replaced with a son. So if Vasudevji asks, how is your daughter? He'll get confused. And if he says, how's your son? He'll be speaking a lie. And Vasudev can't ask, how's my son with you? That would spill the beans. So he's using the word praja. Dishtya brata pravayasa. By destiny, in advanced age. Idanim aprajasyate. So far, you were without praja. Praja shaya nivrittasya. You had almost given up the hope of getting a praja. Prajatat samapadyata. But somehow, by destiny, now you have a praja. So therefore, Vasudevji is focused on Nanda Maharaj's experience. And he is not feeling regretful for what he has gone through, but he is feeling grateful that he is at least getting an opportunity to be the father of Krishna, even though Krishna may not be with him right now. And he says, Naikatra priya samvasa suhrdam chitra karmanam oghe na vyuhamananam plavanam srotaso yatha. He says, the conditioned souls go through a dilemma. You don't like certain people, but destiny forces you to be with them. You love certain people and you love to spend time with certain people, but destiny doesn't allow you to spend time with them. That is the twist of destiny. What can be done? Both of us are so close to each other, but this is how destiny is. Let us be grateful for whatever opportunities we have. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada was asked by one devotee, how should I engage in management? Because there are so many uncertainties which come up. Srila Prabhupada said, he said first, try your best to manage nicely. Second, he said, let the movement go forward. The spiritual movement should go forward. Then third, Srila Prabhupada said, organize to the best of your ability. Fourth, Prabhupada said, even if there are challenges, don't go backward. And fifth, Prabhupada said, be careful about the influence of Maya in your personal practice. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he mentioned, when a person becomes fixed up in devotional service, he never allows another person or a problem to do two things. He will never allow another person or a problem to, number one, hamper his service, number two, discourage him in any way. Hamper the service or discourage personally in any way. So one devotee was coming and going on complaining to Prabhupada about this thing, this one is doing like this one is doing like that. Here there is some problem, that problem. And Prabhupada said, they call me Prabhupada, but they treat me like problem path. And then Prabhupada said, what do you think I am, a question answer machine? So there will be problems. And then Prabhupada said, just like when you are in a boat, the river will go through storm. The purpose of the guru is to teach you how to be a good captain of the ship, to try to retain the stability in the boat, not to manipulate the storm. The storm cannot be sent away. That is not possible. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he actually focused that if you have to progress in your Krishna consciousness, you have to be fixed up in the study of his books. And so what does the Bhagavatam say? The Bhagavatam says, Srinuvata Shraddhaya Nityam Grinatascha Svacheshtitam Kalena Rati Dirghena Bhagavan Vishate Hridi. You study every day, Nityam, with faith, Shraddhaya. Svacheshtitam, by making effort. And when you do that, Kalena na atidirgena Bhagavan, the Lord will enter into your heart. And therefore, the process of Krishna consciousness is very simple. When we recognize that yes, whatever I am going through in life is nothing compared to what the great souls mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam have gone through, you automatically feel grateful. And therefore Yudhishthira Maharaj told Krishna in the 10th canto, if anybody reads about our life story, they will become afraid of worshipping you. And therefore Bhishma Dev says, Yatra dharma suto raja gada panir prakodara krishno stri gandivam chapam suhrut krishna stato vipat. What a family the Pandavas had. Yudhishthir is dharma personified, Bhima is power personified, Arjuna is skill personified, Nakul and Sahadeva were loyalty personified, Krishna is well-wisher personified. Still, the Pandavas' speciality was they went through disaster after disaster incessantly. Bhishma Dev says, the Pandavas were put through such situation specifically with Krishna spending majority of time with the Pandavas, right next to the Pandavas, more time Krishna spent with the Pandavas than with the Yadavas. Why? Because the five Pandavas, whenever they went through any problem and difficulty, it was the easiest thing for them to turn to Krishna and ask, why are you doing this to me? They had the easiest opportunity, yes or no? They had the easiest opportunity, but they never asked. That was their glory. And therefore, we feel grateful to Srila Prabhupada that he has given us his books by spending sleepless nights. One of the best parts of ISKCON, the books published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. The resources are there, the books are there. The ability to read is there. The skill to read is there. But is the will to study there? So therefore, there was one sailor. He was sailing in the ship from Europe and his ship docked at Mumbai. He came out and he thought that in my cabin, in my ship, I should keep some plant. So he started searching for some plant in the, you know, Mumbai. So he went to some shop which was selling different plants and he liked one plant and he purchased it. And he kept it in his room and he started watering it every day. He didn't realize that plant was a tulsi plant sold by this person. The ship went to the next destination and started on the sea. Suddenly, this sailor realized that his consciousness is changing. He was feeling allergic to liquor. He started getting desire to become vegetarian, stop eating non-veg. And he couldn't figure out what was going on. But he continued watering the plant. He couldn't understand that this could cause some transformation, but Tulsi was acting. And then, when the ship came to the next destination, it was another port, and when he came out, he suddenly met a book distributor. And the book distributor sold him a Gita. He took the Gita, kept him with him. The ship was supposed to be docked for a few days. So next day again he went to the market. He met the same book distributor. And the book distributor asked the sailor, "Did you read the Gita?" He said, "My God, I didn't expect that. I just purchased the Gita. I didn't know this was also in the contract." He said, "No, I have kept it. I'll take some time, but don't worry." Third day, he went to another part of the town. By Krishna's arrangement, this book distributor was there also. Again he met him and said, "Yesterday you said you were going to read. What happened?" He said, "Arey Baba, what to do?" He thought, if I tell him I didn't read, he'll start eating my head. He said, "No, I read it." He said, "Really, you read it? How did you like it?" He said, 50% was good, 50% was not good. The book distributor said, "Whoever reads Gita, either he falls in love with the Gita or hates it completely. 50-50 means you have not read it." I thought, "My God, this guy has a mystic power." He came back and actually started studying the Gita. He became so inspired. Now he's a head pujari in one of the temples in Europe. So when we feel grateful for what we have received, because of that sense of gratitude, we first get connected to Krishna consciousness. But the problem is, after some time, we start taking things for granted. And therefore, the second principle after gratitude is that we have to recognize the opportunity which we have. We have to recognize this is the opportunity I have to practice the process, to associate with devotees, to transform my life in Krishna consciousness. Brahmaji's day is almost 4.2 billion years. In 4.2 billion years, Krishna appears once in that day of Brahma in Vrindavan Dham and performs pastime for 11 years. And in that 11 years, that Braj Leela is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto in more than 40 chapters. Just after Krishna ends his pastime after being on this planet for 129 years, the Kali Yuga, which follows that Dwapar Yuga, Radha and Krishna together appear as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he distributes the holy name. Eirupaya chandale kirtana sanchare nama prema mala gonthi podela sansare. Mahaprabhu distributes the garland of love strung on the string of the holy name to everyone without fail. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performs the Harinam Sankirtan with the devotees from Bengal, seeing that, Prataprudra Maharaj is astonished and he says, "Aiche prema, aiche nritya, aiche haridhvani, kaha nahi dekhi, aiche kaha nahi shuni, I have never seen such emotions, I have never seen such power, I have never seen such potency of Harinam. And Prabhupada says, remember that Prataprathara Maharaj was not a novice when it comes to musical performances, because the best of the best talent would be paraded in front of the emperor. So he was used to seeing some of the best artists, best musicians. But what he saw was not just musical wizardry. What he saw was spiritual potency and the Khladini Shakti exploding through that Harinam Sankirtan. And when he sees that, when he asks Sarabhaum Bhattacharya this question, Bhattacharya says,
Bhattacharya kohe ei madhura vachan Chaitanya Srishti ei prema sankirtan.
He says, my dear king, what you see here is prema sankirtan, which has been curated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and brought from the spiritual world. That in every yuga, a yuga avatar will come and give Tarak Brahmanam. Tarak Brahmanam means that which gives liberation. Like one of the Tarak Brahmanam is Hare Murare Madukai Tamare Gopal Govinda Mukunda Shore Yagyesha Narayana Krishna Vishnu Nirashrayam Mam Jagadisha Raksha. This is Tarak Brahmanam. Imagine doing 16 rounds of this. We'll begin with one mantra, maybe end somewhere else. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give the Parak Brahmanam, the name which gives prema. And therefore, in Shikshashtakam he says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So one of the meanings of Sankirtanam is this kirtan gives the perfection of all emotions, experiences, Krishna Prema. So in every Kali Yuga, when the Yuga Avatar comes and establishes the Yuga Dharma, the conditioned souls do not have access to Krishna Prema. It is only once in 4.2 billion years when Krishna comes in Dwapar Yuga and in the Kali Yuga which follows that Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna himself comes along with Radharani as Lord Chaitanya, that is the only time when prema is distributed freely. And it so happens that in that once in 4.2 billion years, we happen to be around in 2022 in Kali Yuga. So that should make us feel good. And that should make us feel fortunate for the opportunity which we have received. A devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how will I find you in the spiritual world? Prabhupada said, don't worry, I'll find you. You first manage to come there. That is more important. Prabhupada was talking about the 12 Mahajans and Prabhupada said, Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu. These are the 12 Mahajans. Devotee said, Prabhupada, you are the 13th Mahajan. Prabhupada said, you are the 14th. Follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans and develop the appropriate qualities. Right? And if you do not follow these teachings, then you will lose the opportunity of the human form of life. So therefore, recognize the great opportunity we have in this human form of life.
Durlabho manavo deho dehinam kshanabhangura tatrapi durlabham manye vaikuntha priyadarshanam.
To get human form of life is rare. Rarer is to get a long life in human form. rarer is to get a long and healthy life in human form. Rarest is to get an association of devotees in this human form of life.
Tatrapi durlabham manye
Vaikuntha Priyadarshanam. To get the association of devotees is the rarest.
Vayam dhanya tamaloke gurupi kshatrabandhava
Vayam pibamo muhustvatta punyam krishna kathamritam. Parikshit Maharaj, in the tenth canto, beginning chapters, just before Brahma Vimohan Leela, after the 11th chapter, before the beginning of the 12th chapter, he is just mentioning, just before the Brahma Vimohan Leela chapter begins, 3.5 days have passed. 10th canto begins at the end of the 3rd day. Only another 3.5 days remaining before certain death is going to come in the life of Parikshit. But he is saying, we are the most fortunate. Dhanyatama. So how can someone who is going to die in 3 days declare himself most fortunate? Just imagine if a patient goes to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, you have fourth stage cancer. You are most fortunate. People will take the doctor to the court for, you know, being insulting, being offensive. He's saying, I am the most fortunate. So Prabhupada asked the question, who is fortunate? One who gets the satsang of the Vaishnavas is fortunate. And therefore Narottam Das Thakur says,
satsanga chhadi koinu asate vilas te karane lagilu ye karma bandh phas.
As soon as you give up the association of devotees, the devotional practices become almost impossible. So you may think, I am chanting 16 rounds, I am following regulative principles. Are nahi. It is the kavach of the satsanga which is protecting us from the various arrows of Maya. We are protected by the satsanga. And therefore, to get that satsanga is fortune. In that satsanga, to get to hear Harikatha. If you are getting opportunity to hear Krishna Katha, you are more fortunate. How many of you are getting opportunity to hear Krishna Katha in your life? More fortunate. So then question arises, then who is most fortunate? So Parikshit Maharaj is saying, one who gets to hear Krishna Katha repeatedly is most fortunate. How many of you are getting chance to hear Krishna Katha repeatedly? If not in temple, you have YouTube. You have other sources to hear repeatedly. If you stop coming, you will get calls from devotees. Why are you not coming, Prabhu? I didn't see you. Right? So there is an inbuilt check and balance system. When we were making this temple hall final, when all the construction was done, then Radhanath Maharaj suddenly came up and said, we should add one more feature. We should have an air condition. The temple hall should be air conditioned. I said, no temple in India has air conditioned temple hall. It's too much. When I was saying that, my thought was like, another 1 year will go in construction and all that. So, let's try to avoid. He says, no, no, the devotees, they come from such long distances. The quality of their hearing should be the highest. So that when they sit, the fan should not be moving. They can hear peacefully in a nice, cool environment. And I was thinking, anyway they go to sleep while Katha is going on. When you add AC, they'll bring pillow also with them. I didn't say that, but I said, Maharaj, are we pampering too much? Is it required? I think it's too much. He says, no, no. The main part of the temple is, apart from the darshan and the kirtan, is quality hearing. Give them a chance to hear. If they get a good experience of hearing, they'll come again and again and again, repeatedly. During yatras, especially Vrindavan yatra, one of the big debates we would have with Radhanath Maharaj was on the day of Govardhan Parikrama. This was when, you know, he would come with us for Parikrama everywhere. Because on Govardhan Parikrama day, you could never predict where the lunch has to be served. Because we would fix a certain place and then he would get absorbed in speaking at some other place. And instead of 1 o'clock, we would reach by 6 o'clock or something, and you know, it would be a lot of hassle. So I kind of shared with him one time, one yatra, that Maharaj, let us have a full brunch at 9 o'clock. Then you go on speaking whatever you want. And then let them return by 9 p.m. but at least one good meal is over. I am free and you are free. So he looked at me with, you know, disgusted face and said, what do you think our devotees are in the yatra for, eating prasad or what? They are not interested in prasad. They are only interested in katha. I was thinking, oh, really? So that's the vision of great souls. That the greatest fortune is the opportunity to hear in the association of sincere practitioners. So therefore, that is, we have to recognize this opportunity. So gratitude, be aware and recognize the opportunity, take up those opportunities, and always encourage the other devotees, even when they are feeling that, oh, I have lost the opportunity, I'm not feeling encouraged to practice devotional service. It is the duty of the devotees to encourage each other. So Sanatan Goswami, I just heard the entire philosophy from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he was feeling like committing suicide. Because he just got some disease all over his body. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him and he said, Bhajane ramadhye sreshtha navabhida bhakti Krishna prema Krishna dite dhore mahashakti. You cannot attain Krishna by ending your life, but through bhajan. And even within that bhajan, what is the process? Taramadhye sarvasreshtha nama sankirtan nirapradhe nama poile pai premadhan. By nirapradh bhajan, you attain Krishna. So Sanatan, what is this? You want to end your life? I cannot accept this. Tomara sharira mora pradhana sadhan e sharire sadhimu ami bahu prayojan. Your body is going to be the means for me to fulfill various objectives. So you may not know in the present What is your future potential? Do not feel discouraged, thinking that I am not doing anything. You are a puppet in my hand. It is my duty to engage you in my mission in future. But you have to be available for that mission in the future. So therefore, it becomes the duty of the association of devotees to encourage each other, to give courage. Because Sanatan Goswami did not lack intellect.
Vidya buddhi bhakti bole parama praveen tobu apanaka mane trinu hoite.
He had the vidya. He knew all the languages. He was a scholar par excellence. He knew Bengali, he knew Persian, he knew Sanskrit. He could compose in any language at will. He was politically astute. He was a prime minister. He was a powerful person. He had heard directly sitting at Varanasi from Lord Chaitanya for continuously 2 months. He did not lack philosophy. He heard philosophy directly from the Lord. But just a few months after all this, he is so discouraged to the point of ending his life. He's becoming hopeless. So the upsurge or the disappearance of hope can happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere, irrespective of their personal karmic and devotional qualifications. And there is only one solution when devotees get discouraged. They have to have the support and hear from other devotees. Because a doctor cannot cure his own heart attack. A doctor will always need other doctors. And therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering an example of devotee care and is telling Sanatan Goswami, Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prema, Seva Pravartan, Lupta Tirtha Udhar Ar Bairagya Shikshan. Oh Sanatan, I have reserved a mission for you which no one can do, even I can't do. You have to develop temples which will create Krishna Prema in people's heart. You have to excavate lost places of pilgrimage. And you have to do this. After Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj departed, after Thakur Bhaktivinoda departed consecutively in 1914 and 1915, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was sitting hopeless. For 2 years he was bewildered. He didn't know what he's supposed to do because two of his greatest hopes had suddenly disappeared. Faith is something very personal. When you have faith in someone or on something that is taken away, it really can create a lot of trauma. And as Saraswati Thakur, an intellect par excellence who memorized entire Gita, just at the age of 6 or 7, he had his own study of Chaitanya Charitamrita complete by the age of 12, was publishing books by the age of 14. He did not lack intellect. But he was feeling discouraged. He was feeling hopeless. And as he was sitting there, suddenly the gust of wind brought a piece of paper right in front of him. He picked up that piece of paper and saw. And on that piece of paper was that one page of Chaitanya Charitamrita where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks this very verse to Srila Sanatana Goswami, which is Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Pravartan Lupta Tirtha Udhar Ar Bairagya Shikshan, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving hope to Sanatana Goswami that do not look at your present circumstances of adversity. Do not think you do not have any opportunities for service in the present. There is unlimited opportunity in future reserved for you as your inheritance kept by me. Await for that opportunity patiently. Lupta Tirtha Uddhar Aar Vairagya Shikshan. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words entered into the heart of Srila Saraswati Thakur, it was as if Srila Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj and Thakur Bhaktivinoda were speaking to him. Just that one verse gave him such power, such hope, such transformation in consciousness that he decided that this is his mission. And that was the seed for the establishment of the Gaudiya Math and 64 centers all over India. That was the seed for him to inspire his divine grace Srila Prabhupada to establish ISKCON. So that one page which just flew out of nowhere and came in front of him, that one page, that one verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita had that power to inspire at that very moment. And therefore, patience has multiple definitions. First is the ability to bear pain or trials calmly without complaining. To bear pain or trials calmly without complaining. And the second is to be steadfast despite opposition, difficulty or chaos. So, how to improve one's patience? First, stop resisting and respond rather than react. Second, meditate on the effects of impatience. Third, look for the positive possibilities in the negative situation. Fourth, utilize the time available with gratitude. And fifth, befriend the situation. And therefore, this is a very, very important principle for us, that the human form of life is very rare. And we may go through certain challenges in the association of devotees, but we have to be patient. Just like a devotee was cooking in the kitchen, and Prabhupada's servant came and told her that I just served Prabhupada some kachoris, and Prabhupada said, I don't want to eat the kachoris now, I will eat the kachori tomorrow. So I'm keeping these kachoris here. Take care of it till tomorrow. She said, Are you mad? How will the kachoris remain in the kitchen till tomorrow? This is an ISKCON kitchen. You can't give it to me. I'm busy doing other things. He said, No, I'm just keeping it. Don't worry. He just left. Next day he came and said, where is the kachori? And this lady was cooking. She said, I told you not to keep it. I'm not taking responsibility. He said, but I told you should take care of it. And then they started arguing and the kachori was missing. So he said, what will I tell Prabhupada now? He will ask, where is the kachori? So she was busy cooking and she was thinking, why is he bothering so much? She said, you just tell Prabhupada that some cat came to the kitchen. The cat has eaten. What's the problem? So he went up, came down. When he came back after some time, she was cooking and she smiled and asked him, so what did Prabhupada say? And the servant said, Prabhupada said, whoever said cat has eaten, they have eaten. So she started feeling, oh my God, how can I be accused like this? This is not good. I have not done this. I should not be accused like this. And then her mind became filled with a storm. And then, you know, this conflicting situation creates agitation. And then finally, she thought, let me calm down and be patient. What is the problem on hand? Prabhupada wants the kachori. That's the main issue. Whatever he said is secondary. So she immediately went to nearby kitchen, got some dough and made fresh kachori, sent it to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, these are better than yesterday's. So sometimes we allow ourselves to respond inappropriately. And therefore Srila Prabhupada wrote those books and the purports in the Srimad Bhagavatam so that when any kind of agitating situation happens and we are provoked, we learn not to respond politically, not to respond emotionally, but to respond devotionally. And therefore, when we learn to respond devotionally, we can actually acknowledge every opportunity which we have received and not throw away the good opportunities we may have in the association of devotees. So gratitude and acknowledging the opportunity. Third is respect. Without respect, nothing works. Right? And therefore, we have to respect devotees, respect the acharya's opinions. We have to offer respect all the time. When Sudamaji entered into Dwaraka, that is the greatest gift Krishna offered to Sudama.
Kuchailam malinam kshamam dvijam dhamani santatam devi paryacharat sakshat chamara bhyajanenavai.
Sudama was without any proper clothes, but still the goddess of fortune had chamar in her hand, was serving Sudamaji. And seeing that, all the residents of Dwarka were bewildered. What's going on here? And then they started discussing with each other.
Kimanena kritam punyam avadhotena bhikshuna shriyahinena lokesmin guruhitena adhamena cha.
They started discussing what kind of piety he must have performed in the last lives. How can Krishna be personally serving him like this?
Sushrushaya paramaya padasam vahanadibhi pujito deva devena vipradevena devabat.
Sudamaji is thinking while going home that Krishna did not give me any assets, but he gave me the greatest gift. What is that? He offered me love and respect. When we offer someone love and respect, these are the only two things which can give others satisfaction and joy. And so, Sudama is experiencing the greatest bliss as he is traveling home. Although he didn't get anything from Krishna, but he got this love and respect. And therefore, when we offer respect to others, that respect touches their heart. And Srila Prabhupada established the Krishna Consciousness Society to create the association of devotees and in that association give us an opportunity to love and respect other devotees, and inclusive within that respect is we should be able to respect others' differences. We should be able to respect the diversity. What someone can do, someone else cannot do. We have to respect that. Right? Someone can sing, someone cannot sing. There was a devotee here many years ago and he couldn't sing. He would only sing like regular Hare Krishna dhun, which would sound like japa. And his congregation told him, "Can you sing one new tune? 4 years have passed. We are hearing same tune again and again, but just one new tune. Is it too much?" He said, "No, no, no problem." So he came to the temple, told one devotee, "Teach me a new tune." The devotee taught him a new tune. He went to the program next week. He sat on the Vyasasana. He forgot the tune. Many of you must have experienced that. You hear so many nice tunes sung by our, you know, big famous kirtaniyas. "Oh, this is Madhav Prabhu's tune. This is Aindar Prabhu's tune. And this is Gorvani's tune. And this tune." And then you feel, "Wow, I know it." And then when the mic switch on, then Hare Krishna. All that tune disappears. It happens to me also. So many times I keep Jai Sachinandan Prabhu with me. "Baba, you start the tune." So he came back and told his, you know, music coach, "Didn't work. Because I'm very bad with music, so you have to appropriately teach me. Teaching me is not sufficient, I have to be able to repeat also." So this devotee music coach told him, "There is only one way. Your program is at 7:30, I'll start teaching you at 6 o'clock. When you hear this tune, from 6:15 onwards, go on chanting the tune non-stop. Because if you stop, you'll forget. So there is only one way. Apratihata. Non-stop." So he said, "That's a good idea." So he kept chanting the tune from 6:15 till Grand Road Station, in the train, all the way till the program. In the program, he saw the altar and offered obeisances and just paused. "Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Purushottaya Bhutale." He got up, forgot the tune. He begged the devotees that, "Please don't expect that from me. I can't do this. This is what I can do. And let me stick to that." Right? You know, many of you must have heard Radhanath Maharaj make sound of different animals, monkeys and cows and this and that. So I was doing a program in a remote place. And no devotees were there, regular devotees, all new people. So I thought, let me try this. Because even if I fail, nobody will find out. There was no online and all that. So I said, but it was a good experiment. So it was a, you know, Janmashtami lecture on Krishna herding the cows and everything. Then I saw the good opportunity in the lecture. And I made the sound of cow. There was no response. Everybody was looking confused. So after the lecture, one person from the crowd came up to me and said, "Kaun sa janwar tha?" I felt offended. I said, "What do you mean?" "Are gocharan leela tha." So it was sound of the cows. "Mere bilkul lag hi nahi raha tha." I said, "Bombay ki gaiya thi." So after that I retired. So we have to respect each and every devotee for whatever qualities they have and however they can serve Krishna. And we have to respect the fact that they are offering their service to the Lord. That is very important to respect. So Raghunath Das Goswami, when he tells Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so many devotees are with you in Jagannath Puri, I also want to be. That is another thing. He's there. So I should not be left behind. Fear of missing out. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said,
Sthira hoiya ghare jaho na hao batul, krame krame pae lok bhava sindukul.
Others may be there. You stay here. Be steady. Don't be mad. Don't act crazy. Don't be impatient. In due course of time, you will come. Until then, what should I do?
Antare nishthakara bahya loka vyavahar achire karibe tumar Krishna tumar uddhar.
Think of Krishna internally. Be absorbed. Have intensity in your sadhana. Have sensitivity in your sangha. And have consistency in your seva. Wait for the right opportunity. Which opportunity? When will that come? And then Lord Chaitanya says,
Vrindavane asi jabe asi ha nila chole tabe tumi ama pasha asi ha ko na chale.
When I come back from Vrindavan, that time you come to Puri. Are, but how will the situation change for me? The guards will still be around. They will still be wanting to protect and preserve and prevent me from running away. So Lord Chaitanya says, remember, you are not in your mission. You are in Krishna's mission. So allow Krishna to do his job. He will decide when he wants to engage you, how he wants to engage you. Respect Krishna's decision.
Se chale se kale Krishna sphurabe tomare. Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare.
At the right moment, Krishna will inspire you with the right idea. And when Krishna has decided to bring you close to him, which power can stop? Any power is there which can stop? So therefore, mind your own business. Be absorbed in your sadhana. Be sensitive in your sangha. And be consistent in your seva. And let Krishna do his job. So therefore, the three building blocks of determination is philosophy, which cuts down the doubt and builds conviction. People who walk their talk and practice of the process. And thus we respect Krishna, Krishna's will and Krishna's decision to engage us in different activities. And we respect the devotees who Krishna has sent in our association, knowing that they are all Paramatma Prerit. Krishna has sent them to me, and therefore I need to respect them. Then the fourth divine quality which we aspire to develop is tolerance. Very, very important.
Aham mamasam patireshame suto vrajeshwarasya khilavittapasati gopyascha gopa sahagodhanaschame svamayayatan kumati samemati.
Mother Yashoda, when she sees the Brahmanda in Krishna's mouth, she is trying to understand what could be the cause. So Prabhupada says, there are episodes which may happen in your life and you will not be able to understand why this has happened in my life. in spite of all speculation, contemplation, discussion and argument. When you arrive at this kind of confusion, why this has happened, why this has happened, stop becoming obsessed with trying to identify the immediate cause. Because all you can do is only identify sarva karana karanam, that it has happened by Krishna's will. And therefore, the only thing I can do is develop the four principles of positive thinking as given by Thakur Bhaktivinod and shared by Radhanath Swami with us. First principle, acceptance. Accept the unfortunate situation as a reality beyond our control. Second principle, be optimistic. Third principle, be grateful. And fourth principle, have appreciation. And therefore, tolerate this. A devotee was distributing the book in the train and he showed somebody this book, The Second Chance. And then he said, what is the second chance? The devotee said, the human form is rare and you may miss this human form of life. And so he says, oh, this book is about reincarnation? Said, yeah, that means I can get a next life? He said, yes, you can get a next life. So that person still had the book in his hand. So he said, I'll keep this book with me. I'll pay you in the next life. The devotee said, you can pay me if you get a human form of life. If you get animal form of life, how you'll pay me? So therefore, better ensure how to get human form of life by reading this book. Pay me now. Study this book. At least you'll get a human form of life. He immediately paid and purchased the book. So Prabhupada wrote all of these books and then he wanted the devotees to distribute these books far and wide. I was distributing the books in the local train. I met somebody and showed him the book. And then he asked me, what is your background? I said, I'm from IIT. He said, oh, you're from IIT? You're selling books in the train? What's going on? You didn't get employed or what? What happened? Some problem? Some love affair? You got frustrated? So I said, no, no. We are doing this as part of our mission, sharing gratitude for what Prabhupada has done for us. So we're just sharing this. So he said, you know, I'm just writing a book on what all people do in student life to enter IIT. In their 12th standard. I'm writing a book on that. So I said, wonderful. Where are you from? He said, I'm from Pune. I said, oh, we have got, you know, another beautiful temple in Pune. You can visit there. And that is being managed by my friend who's also from IIT. He said, one more IIT. He said, after this book, I think I should write another book. What all people do after finishing IIT. So when Prabhupada wrote these books, he wanted us to utilize the human form of life appropriately. Right? And so, when we go through difficult situations in life, we have to be tolerant. And the last quality which we should try to develop is forgiveness. Appreciation, acknowledge the opportunity, then respect, tolerance and forgiveness. And what is the meaning of forgiveness? To give up resentment against. Forgiveness means to give up the desire to punish. Forgiveness means to stop being angry with. Forgiveness means the act of pardoning someone for a mistake. Forgiveness means to overlook, and forgiveness means to refuse to punish. And therefore, resentment comes from the word re means again, and sentir means to feel. aggrieved feelings caused by a sense of having been badly treated. And revenge basically means veneer comes from the word punishment of somebody. Re means again in retaliation to harm done. And vengeance means act of returning an injury. So therefore, a great thinker has written beautifully, forgiveness is the release of all hope. Forgiveness is the release of all hope for a better past. So therefore, Bhagavatam says,
Kshamaya rochate lakshmir brahmishauryatha prabha Kshamaya ashu bhagavan tushyante haririshvara.
Kshama basically has to become an inseparable part of a practicing devotee, just like sunshine is inseparable from the sun. It has to become part of our blood group. And therefore, the great mystic yogi Durvasa Muni declares, do you know what is the blood group of a Vaishnava? And you may say, hey, come on, what is this? All of us are different blood groups. But the Vaishnava blood group. And he says,
Aho Ananta Dasanam Mahatvam Drishtamadhyame Kratagaso Piyan Rajan Mangalani Samihase.
I acted horribly wanting to kill Ambarish. But instead of retaliating with revenge, he has forgiven me. He is my well-wisher. And although he is wearing all opulent clothes of a king, he is all the symbols of royalty. But because of reflecting genuine forgiveness from his heart, I can recognize that I may appear to be a yogi with no clothes, but he actually is a Vaishnava. Because forgiveness is the blood group of a Vaishnava. And therefore, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, he actually became a real, genuine well-wisher to everyone on this planet by establishing International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This is a global organization which is meant for education. But education in spiritual values. Because in India, 1.2 billion people are present and almost 70% under the age of 35. 56,000 colleges have almost 27 crore students enrolled. 15 lakh schools have 3 crore students enrolled. 15 lakh schools have almost 27 crore students enrolled. But still we have 600 million people who are illiterate. And still we have 370 suicides every single day and 2,000 crore rupees worth of drugs being smuggled and people subject to all kinds of addictions. So Srila Prabhupada was born in 1896. In 1922, met His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada for the first time. And when Srila Saraswati Thakur met Abhay Babu or Abhay Charande at that time, the first instruction or the comment which Saraswati Thakur made is, you are an intelligent young man who you should preach in the English language. This was 1922. Srila Prabhupada got initiated in 1933. And in 1939, although a grihastha, he got acknowledged by his godbrothers as a Bhakti Vedanta. That means Prabhupada's study of the scriptures was very sound and deep. And in 1944, Srila Prabhupada established the Back to Godhead magazine. And in 1956, Srila Prabhupada came to Vrindavan to retire. Now if you see his life till 1956, his businesses failed. He could not achieve what he had set out to achieve with respect to business. Many of his family members did not support. But Srila Prabhupada was focused that human life is meant for developing the divine qualities. So as this purport says, Prabhupada was ready to retire. And therefore, in 1959, he took the sannyas vows. And along with sannyas, Srila Prabhupada started a very, very important seva. Translating the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sanskrit and Bengali into English. Some commentaries were in Bengali also. Till then, from the time Narad Muni had spoken to Vyasadevji, the Srimad Bhagavatam was always in Sanskrit only. And then in 1960 to 65 period, in 5 years, Srila Prabhupada could translate only first canto, 3 volumes. So 55 to 65, Prabhupada translated 1 canto. So if in 10 years he translated 1 canto, so 65 to 75, another 10 years, how many cantos he should translate? Logic says 1 canto. But something different happened. 1966, Prabhupada established ISKCON in New York, 26 Second Avenue. 1967, he goes to the West Coast and establishes the first ISKCON temple in San Francisco, and he also inaugurates the cultural festival, the beautiful spiritual Vaishnav festival, Rath Yatra. In 1968, Prabhupada is looking for someone to publish his Bhagavad Gita. More than 20 to 25 publishers have rejected his manuscript of Bhagavad Gita. And they get a tape. There is a request for a tape of the Hare Krishna dhun. And it is from an employee in Macmillan. Prabhupada tells Brahmanand Prabhu, you go and deliver this tape personally to that employee. Because Macmillan is a publishing company. Maybe they will publish. So Brahmanand Prabhu says, shall I take the manuscript? Prabhupada says, no. Just tell them it is complete manuscript written by Indian Swami. So Brahmanand Prabhu goes, gives the tape, but it is a normal clerk in the company, in one of the high-rise Macmillan office. So he feels disappointed. Oh, this clerk has no influence to decide. Suddenly the door opens and someone is standing there. And the clerk introduced, this is Mr. James Wade. He's a senior editor in charge for publishing in the religious section. So Brahmanand Prabhu immediately says, I've got a Bhagavad Gita. James Wade says, is it complete? He said, yes. Is it written by an Indian Swami? He says, yes. So James Wade says, bring it, we will publish it. Brahmanand Prabhu, but you have not seen the manuscript. He says, no problem. There is such a high demand. I have in different languages, different scriptures, but the Gita is missing. I need it. And Brahmanand Prabhu went running back to the temple, floating, flying, imagining how Prabhupada will jump in air, in ecstasy, embrace him, and they will dance together and things like that. And when he went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Macmillan has agreed to publish. Prabhupada had no emotion on his face. He took the manuscript and said, take it. Story over. So Brahmanand Prabhu got bewildered. Eh? I thought after so many rejections he will be in ecstasy and all. But Prabhupada already knew that we simply have to make our efforts and Krishna will keep opening doors at the appropriate time.
1969, Prabhupada established ISKCON in Los Angeles and in Watsika Avenue. And there, it was, although in 1966 he had started the ISKCON Press, July 28, 1970, Srila Prabhupada wrote a direction of management. That is the day he wrote about the establishment of running of ISKCON through the Governing Body Commission or the GBC as the ultimate managing authority. Then there is a separate appendix he wrote as the particulars of GBC. In that, Prabhupada writes, the GBC, the ultimate managing authority for ISKCON, has no jurisdiction in publishing of manuscripts. For that, there will be a separate entity and the profits will come to Srila Prabhupada. And for that, Srila Prabhupada envisaged establishing a different entity called BBT or Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. Then Prabhupada writes, the trustees of the BBT will may be members of the GBC, but their function will not depend on the GBC. So Prabhupada envisaged of the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust as arm's length, separate. The beneficiary will be ISKCON, but still they will be separate. July 29th, 1970, Srila Prabhupada mentions, writes a document where he establishes the BBT with three trustees, Karandar Das, Rupanuga Das and Bhagwan Das. And in March 30th, 1971, he creates the trust deed of the BBT in Mumbai. And in that, he does three things. He says the copyright and the publishing rights will be with this. Of Srila Prabhupada, he transfers to create a trust for this, all his writings. And I'm handing over all of these manuscripts of my writing to this BBT and to the trustees. In April 1972 in Tokyo, Srila Prabhupada mentions the world will be divided into 12 zones taken care by the 12 different GBC zonal secretaries who are supposed to take care of the spiritual principles of the temple. Each temple will be independent and self-supporting. But the BBT and the book fund will be managed separately from the GBC. What will be the functions of the BBT? The collection of the BBT, the Lakshmi which comes into the BBT will be utilized for two things. Printing of new books and construction of new temples and projects. And from 1972 onwards, Srila Prabhupada started giving loans, began with $200,000 to Australia and then $400,000 to different part of the world. And as those zones started repaying the loans, so with that loans, it was like a startup. Prabhupada was a seed funder and ISKCON began in that particular zone. And they were paying back. And further books were getting distributed. So money was coming from there. And so the entire ISKCON was established in every continent on the pure Lakshmi generated by the distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. In 1972 May, Srila Prabhupada incorporated the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, California, with the purpose that all books and manuscripts written present and future and all the copyrights and publication rights and the purpose of this trust is to carry out printing, reprinting and related works. And then he created two funds, the Book Fund and the Building Fund, with the mandate for the building fund to be purchase of land, construction of temples, and repair and restoration of old temples. And then Prabhupada writes,
The sole beneficiary of this trust in California would be the ISKCON incorporated by me. Then soon he established the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust in India, BBT India, with 50% for book fund, 50% for construction of temples, and the beneficiary of BBT India he established as a general public. And then of course in 1988 the BBT International was established as a religious incorporation in the state of California to maintain, promote, protect the principles of religion. So in the year 2018 as an example, so today ISKCON has, you know, almost 1100 properties across the world with an asset value of more than $4 billion. And today ISKCON distribute books all over the world through all the BBTs put together of $20 million of revenue. And all this is possible because the devotees are going out and distributing books. Because when Prabhupada was there and sitting on the Juhu guest house and he was speaking to a group of devotees, Mr. Brijaratan Mohota, a big businessman, he entered. And as soon as he came in, Prabhupada introduced him. This is Mr. Mohota, a big businessman. Mr. Brijaratan Mohota looked at Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, you went to America with 40 rupees in your pocket. Now you have properties all over the world worth 40 crore rupees. You are the real businessman. Prabhupada said, why don't you join my business? Mr. Mohota said, not now, but I'll support you. So therefore, in the Brooklyn Public Library, there is a beautiful statement which says that farther than arrow, higher than wings, fly the poet's song and the prophet's words. And therefore, The Origin of Species by Darwin and Das Kapital by Marx created revolution. They were just books, but they have changed the narrative of this whole world. So far in history, modern history, 130 million plus titles have been published. Almost every single year, a country like China publishes 440,000 titles. US publishes 300,000 titles. UK publishes 180,000 titles. In India, 90,000 titles are published every single year. Across the world, 2.2 million titles are published every year. So it's a crowded space. 2.2 million new titles are published every year. But in the midst of all of this, ISKCON still manages to distribute 10 million books every year. One more fascinating data, that all of these 10 million books with all their content in the form of published printed books, they are all available freely in a website called vedabase.io. Freely available, everything. If you just go to Vedabase.io website. How many of you access Vedabase? See. And how many of you have printed books with you? See. You know, there are so many discussions on, you can't make it available in Kindle and this and that. Are? Padho. Log in Vedabase. No problem. Still we distribute 10 million. That is a mystic power of these books. Right? And so Srila Prabhupada wrote 22,000 pages. If we try to study the Srimad Bhagavatam, one verse and one purport every day, one verse and one purport every day, it will take us 50 years. Okay, this is too much. Try to read Bhagavad Gita, one verse, one purport every day. That will take 2 years. That's manageable. Chaitanya Charitamrita, one verse, one purport every day, 32 years. So, if you try to read one page of Prabhupada books every day, then that may take 6 years. So Srila Prabhupada wrote 7,000 handwritten letters in that 66 to 77 period. 7,000 letters, no email. And as per Shruta Kirti Prabhu and Giriraj Maharaj both, they hardly saw Srila Prabhupada use a telephone once or twice in that 11 years. The whole of ISKCON, 108 temples were established just through 7,000 letters and personal visits of Prabhupada across the world 14 times. 11 volumes of his Srimad Bhagavatam lectures have been published. 5 volumes of his transcripts of his Gita lectures have been published. Not only that, after lectures when Prabhupada would sit and just have conversations with devotees or visitors, every conversation was recorded. Even when Prabhupada was sometimes doing his datun, even during that time when there was a devotee holding a lota for him to wash his mouth and all, Prabhupada would be speaking. So, this is going on. And then he would do that and then... So that sound is also recorded. And then he will speak about body, soul. Even that is recorded. So total 42 volumes of his conversations have been recorded. So total 147 books. So if you read one book a month, then it will take you 13 years. And all of this Prabhupada accomplished with his books in just 11 years. But the more powerful fact is, these 11 years were not 11 years of 20s or 30s or 40s. They were 11 years between the age of 70 and 80. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada's greatest contribution, one of the greatest contributions to the world, which will remain with us for eternity, are his books, which are published, printed, distributed via the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust International and ISKCON devotees all over the world. And so when Prabhupada came to London, he was asked, why you have come to London? And Prabhupada said, the British ruled over India for 300 years, but they forgot to steal the most precious jewel of all from India, the Bhagavad Gita. So from 1966 till date, ISKCON has distributed 550 million or 55 crore Bhagavad Gitas and related literatures all over the world. So therefore, on the occasion of the Gita Jayanti book distribution marathon, we are very fortunate to get this opportunity to share with others what we have received. So why we are distributing these books? We are distributing these books as an act of gratitude for how we have benefited, we have been transformed, our life has got meaning and positive direction, and we want to share that with others. With that mood, in the month of December, we are trying our best across 750 temples across the world. We are celebrating this month as Srila Prabhupada's book distribution marathon. And ISKCON Chowpatty has taken a target of at least 100,000 Bhagavad Gitas in the month of December. We have taken the target. Now, whether we will be able to accomplish or not, that will be revealed by Mukund Mala Prabhu. Thank you all very much for giving your kind attention. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Gauranga Prabhu, for giving the entire history of BBT and book publication, book distribution. So, till now, this is last week of our book distribution marathon. We have so far given out more than 86,000 books from our book godown. First party devotees have distributed more than 3,000 books. Shastadhan collection is more than 30,000 books. Railway stalls, they are distributing consistently more than 20-25 railway stations. Our devotees are standing and distributing books in the evening throughout the day sometimes. That's also going very nicely. You can join either Central Railway, Western Railway, Harbour Line, wherever you are comfortable. Today we have a Gita Yagya in the evening. If you have not registered and if you are interested, you can go to Book Godown or Par Seva Department and register yourself and participate in the Yagya. Today there is also a global Gita Yagya going to happen in ISKCON Juhu. So internationally devotees will be praying for the welfare of humanity and for the Gita Jayanti festival. Yesterday, 3-4 days back, one of our devotees got a contact with a marriage party. And the boy's side and the girl's side, they decided to give Bhagavad Gita as a gift for everyone who is going to attend the marriage. So they took an order of 3,700 Bhagavad Gita. So in this way, we have Tulabhar also. You can use the Tulabhar for doing the child or anyone else you have requested. So last week, so devotees are requested to put their last efforts and try to do their best. We want to reach, the target is actually 1,15,000. That is the pledge we have given to the BBT. So we hope we will be able to reach that goal. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 2 minutes more, very important. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So we are restarting the Sunday fifth program from next week, that is 1st of January 2023. The schedule will be as follows, as all of us attend morning program from 5 a.m. to 5:45, then from 5:45 a.m. till 7:45 a.m. there is Japa. So for devotees who come early in the morning, for everyone from 7:15 a.m. till 7:45 there will be breakfast for everyone. Then from 7:45 there will be darshanasi. Then there will be Guru Puja till 8:30. From 8:30 a.m. till 8:40 a.m. there will be brahmacharya. From 8:40 a.m. till 9:10 there will be bhajan. From 8:40 a.m. till 9:10 a.m. there will be RGCC drama, Radha Gopinath Children's Committee drama, and there will be announcement. And then there will be class from 9:30 a.m. till 10:45 a.m. So this class which we are hearing, so the class time will be 9:30 a.m. to 10:45 a.m. And from 10:45 a.m. till 11:15 there will be kirtan. So this is the entire schedule. And from 11:15 a.m. there will be prasad for the devotees. So that is the Sunday feast prasad. For coupon for the Sunday feast will be available from 8:30 a.m. till 9:30 a.m. for Prabhuji at the Ganeshji at the particular door here. And for Mataji, the coupon will be available at Krishna. And those devotees who will be coming late, who will be coming little late, they will have coupon here. They will have to take the coupon from the park. It will be having 50 rupees charge. So let's have the new beginning in the upcoming 1st of January with the new structure of Sunday feast. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
the dates are 9th and 10th of January. Service will be 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The venue will be Bhaktivedanta Hall. The speaker for the seminar is Her Grace Sukhava Mataji. All devotees are invited for the seminar.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.